Let's begin with prayer.
当我们以祷告来开始。
God, thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We ask that you will be with us as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
I ask that you will deepen our love for you.
求你真的是加深我们对你的爱。
That we will obey and follow you not out of obligation, but out of love.
不是出于责任，而是出于爱，我们来跟随你，顺服你。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
All right, we started last week.
我们上个星期开始
talking about the problem we've been looking at living a righteous life.
看到就是说要过公义的生活中间的问题，面临的问题。
And I told you last week that the scribes, not just the Pharisees,
不单单是法利赛人，而且那些文士
the Jewish scholars,
就是那犹太人的他们的学者。
Went through and made a list of 613 commands.
他们列出来613条命令。
Now, I tend to be a little bit defensive of the Pharisees.
其实我对这个法利赛人呢，我是对他们有时候想为他们辩护。
I feel like they get a bad reputation that is not entirely deserved.
我觉得他们有一个不好的名声，对他其实有点不公平了。
All we remember is
我们所对法利赛人的印象就是
their failures
他们都是失败者他们接
But I always like to ask why a person does what they did
我总是想问说一个人他为什么要这样做呢他的背后的原因是什么
It may not excuse it
也许不会给他就是
But sometimes it helps to explain it I can at least understand why they do it.
不是给他找理由，而是说有时候就能解释他这种行为，他们为什么要这样做呢
？So for a minute, go back.
如果我们走回去，往回溯。
586.
我们到公元前586年。
The temple is destroyed.
他们的圣殿被毁。
The people of Jerusalem are carried away into captivity.
然后这个犹大呢，就整个被掳到了那个巴比伦。
The most horrible day in Jewish history.
那是犹太人历史上最可怕、最悲惨的一天。
In fact, that day is still not celebrated. I don't know what the right word is, but observed in Jewish tradition.
在犹太人的传统中，他们还在纪念那一天，就是为那天哀悼。
The 9th of Av, the date on the calendar that the temple fell.
就是他那个月的第九天，然后是。他们的圣殿被毁的那一天，他们现在还是会纪念那一天。
Most terrible day in their history.
是他们的犹太历史上最可怕的
天。And why did it happen?
为什么会有这样的事情发生呢？
Disobedience.
因为他们。
Because they broke God's law.
因为他们违背了神的律法。
Okay. Different temple.
Yeah. First temple.
The first temple. Yeah.
Because they broke God's law.
因为他们违背了神的律法。
They worshipped idols.
他们拜偶像
They broke God's command,
他们也违背了神的诫命
And he said, I will judge you by allowing your enemies to defeat you.
所以神对他们的审判就是说容许他们的敌人打败他们
Now, let's give you a short intelligence test this morning.
现在给大家一个智力测验
Israel comes back from captivity.
那现在以色列人就被掳归回了
They rebuilt the temple.
他们又重建了圣殿。
They reestablished the land.
然后他们又重新就是重新建立这个土地。这个。
How many of you would decide?
那你们其中有多少人会决定说
？We better keep the law from now on.
从现在开始，我们最好遵守神的律法。
This is an IQ test. If you're
这个是一个智商测试。如果你说你举手了，你就过了。
The Pharisees, the scribes say.
这个法利赛跟文士说
We broke God's law and it led to disaster.
因为我们违背了神的律法，导致了这种灾难。
We better not do that again.
我们最好不要再这样做了。
And so their motivation is not entirely wrong.
所以他们的动机并不总是错误的。
And they don't make up these 613 rules.
他们可不是自己捏造出来、编造出来的613
条诫命。They are all in here.
所有的一切都来自于圣经。
In other words, what they do is they go through the Old Testament and they list every command.
这就是他们把那个圣经整个读下来，然后把每一个神的诫命都列出来。
And they say, this is what we have to do to keep 586 from happening again.
他这就是我们必须要做的，不然的话我们再会再次经历公元前586年那种灾难。
Now, so far they're not wrong.
到此为止他们也没有什么错误。
They're right, we need to keep this law.
他们就说我们要遵守这些律法，这个是没
错。God gave this law.
神把这个律法给了我。
And he said in Deuteronomy, if you break this law, disaster is coming.
然后神在那个生命记告诉他们，如果你违背了神的，不遵守神的律法，会有什么样的灾难性的后果。
So up to that point,
所以到此为止
the Pharisees are not wrong.
所以这个法利赛人并没有错。
The problem comes, I think, at this point.
我觉得问题就出在那个点上。
If you keep the laws, the rules,
如果你遵守这些规则，遵守这些规条，
but it's not coming from a heart of love for God.
但是遵守这些规条的动机并不是来自于一颗爱神的心。
Soon,
很快的呢，
you come into all kinds of problems.
他们就开始有各种各样的问题。
Now it's all about details.
现在就都是在于这种细节。
I should have brought with me. I have a book at home.It's a little bit thicker than this.
我在家里有一本书比这本还厚。
Even smaller print than this.
然后那个字呢，印刷比这个还小。
And it is the Jewish Mishnah.
它是犹太人的一本书。
It is the commentary on the 613 rules.
这本书是什么呢？是对那个613条的这个诫命的一个注解，就像一个注经书似的一个解释。
So, there's a whole chapter on.Thou shalt honor the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
所以有一整个一本书，就是说你要遵守这个安息日，遵安息日为圣。它定义
How much weight you can carry on the Sabbath day.
他就最后把它定义成说，在安息日你只能拎多重的东西。
And lifting more than this is work.
如果你拿的东西比那个更重，那就是做工了。
There's a chapter on what.You can put on a wound on the Sabbath.
还有一个就是，甚至有一章就是说，在安息日的时候，你如果手受伤了，你能往上边抹什么药
？Ointment that will make the wound better.
你不能往上边放那个膏，就是那个膏呢，会让你那个伤口好一些。
That is healing.
因为那个是医治。
That is medical work.
那个就是在就是一个医学上的工作了。
But you can put.Something on it to keep it from getting worse.
但是你可以抹些东西，让它这个伤口不要再更糟糕。
Because that's not healing. That's
因为那个，
just keeping it level.
因为那个那个不是医治，那个只是让它这个伤口的严重程度保持在同一个问题上。
You become more and more fixated on tiny little details.
所以他们的眼光就越来越就是集中在这个细枝末节上。
Jesus gave an example.
主耶稣就给了一个例子说。
They criticized him for healing someone on the Sabbath.
他们就是因为主耶稣在安息日医治了什么人，他们就批评他。
And he says, you know, if your animal falls in a ditch,
主耶稣说，如果你们的动物什么掉到了坑里，
you rescue it.
你就会把它给拉出来，救出来。
On the Sabbath.
那是在安息日啊。
Is it this person who's suffering worth more than your animal?
这个受苦的人正在受痛苦的人难道不比这个动物更宝贵吗
And he wasn't just dreaming up that example.
No.
那主耶稣这样说他不是说动物掉到坑里边这个例子不是主耶稣自己这么想出来的
Because the more you fixate on the law rather than love, the more you look for loopholes.
因为呢你的专注力越是在这个律法上而不是在爱上那你就在找这个漏洞
So in the Mishnah,
所以在他们那本注经书里边就写
The rabbis had decided this.
所以呢就是这些文士就决定说
If an animal or a person
如果一个不管是动物还是人
A building collapses on them
这个房子倒了
Right.
Now that was not as uncommon as it seems to us because the buildings were not very strong secure and so it wasn't that uncommon for something to
所以因为那个时候建筑物没有那么坚固所以在那个时候这个房子倒了其实是挺常见的
If they fall in a ditch,
如果或者是他们掉到坑里
Here's what the rabbis decided
那他们的那个文士这个夫子怎么教导呢
If the animal or if the person
was safe.
如果这个动物或者人他没有生命危险
then you could not rescue them on the Sabbath.
在安息日你就不能救他们
That's work.
I'll be back tomorrow, buddy. The same time.
你就待在那儿啊，兄弟，等明天才能救你们，因为那是工作。
You can give them some food to keep them comfortable.
你可以给他们养老了舒服一点。
But
但是
remember I told you they numbered the laws, which was most important when they asked Jesus, which is the most important commandment?
你知道他们把那613条诫命，他们在那儿争辩，就是说哪个是最重要的吗？所以他们问主耶稣什么是最重要的。
Preserving life was counted as higher than keeping the Sabbath laws.
因为呢，保持就是救助生命比那个守安息日在他们的律法里面是更重要、更高一级的。
So if the person or animal's life is in danger, you can rescue it.
所以不管是人和动物呢，如果它有生命危险，你就可以救它了。漏洞，咱们在找这个漏洞。
So I mentioned that people look for a way to get through, right?
所以人在找这个漏洞，就想绕过去。
So when a Pharisee sees their ox fallen in the ditch.
所以呢，当法利赛人看到他们的牛掉到了这坑里
，They want to be able to rescue it.
他想去救那个牛。
So they would say, "Oh, I think it's in danger."
所以他们就说，哎呀，我觉得这个牛有生命危险。
I think I better get it out of here.
所以我得赶快把它从坑里救出来。
Because if I don't, it may die.
如果以我们救它，这个牛会死。
But now your misery.
但是你的这个难受。
Of a broken arm.
你的这个胳膊。
You can live with that till tomorrow.
okay,
so we're not
going to
hear you today. But my ox needs to be rescued.
你的胳膊骨折了，你还是能活到明天，所以呢，你就等到过了安息日。但是我的牛今天掉到坑里可能会死，我得把我的牛给救出来。
You understand?
你了解到它这个不同了吗？
They start with the right idea. Let's keep God's law.
所以他们刚开始的动机呢是正确的，就是我们要遵守神的律法。但是随着时间的流逝
，They lose the heart behind it.
他们就失去了对这一切律法后面的神的心意。
And where we ended up last week.
所以我们上个星期结束了。
The problem, what led them to this situation?
那到底是什么导致了他们到了这种情况呢？
Was they had the law, but they did not have the love for God to motivate it.
他们有这个律法，但是他们却没有对神的爱，让他们去督促他们去这样遵守这个律法。
And so,
所以呢
，when the scribe says to Jesus,
所以当这个文士对耶稣说
，Which is the most important command?
最重要的诫命是哪一条呢
？He's speaking.We've been going through these 613. What's at the top?
他在想，就是说这613条这个诫命中间哪个是最低一条呢？
There's two.
主耶稣只有两条，最重要的两条。第一个就是尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。第二个是爱人如己。
If you keep those two,
如果你就是遵守了这两条诫命。
All the rest of them are going to fall into place.
那别的这些就都会到他的就有次序，就会自然而然就会跟着来了。
He wasn't saying to them.
主耶稣没有对他们说。
611 don't matter.
不是对他们说，剩下611条都不重要。
Because who gave the other 611?
谁给了那另外的611条呢？是神给他们。
So they matter.
所以他们也重要。
But he's saying.
但是说主耶稣说的是。
You keep these two.
你如果你遵守了这头两条。
And it puts all the rest of them in their proper place.
那别的规条呢就会跟着就会到他们正确的顺序里来。
Now you're going to keep the rest of them.
现在你就可以遵守其余的那个规条诫命。
Out of love.
出于爱来遵守。
Now the reason you're going to keep God's law is because you love Him.
现在呢，你遵守神的律法是出于因为你爱神。
And when you see Richard with his broken arm, I'm sorry about that.
No.
如果你看这个理查德，如果他的胳膊摔断了
，Richard with his broken arm，
看他胳膊摔断了。
Your love for Him，
因为你对他的爱
，will lead you to the right treatment of Him.
你就会导致你就是给他有一个正确的一个
来 You're going to care about him as a person, and that's going to guide you in how you keep the law.
因为你首先你在意的作为一个人怎么来关心他，这样子会带领你如何来遵守律法。
Last week I said one of the places we see a picture of this is in the Old Testament, especially in the Psalms, in the book of Job, but especially in the Psalms.
上个星期我们看到如何是这样做，在约伯记有一些，但最主要的是在那个诗篇里。
What does it mean to love God?
那爱神意味着什么呢？
And one of the things I want you to see is
其中有一点我想你看到的就是
that loving God means we find our delight, our deepest joy in Him.
爱神就意味着我们最深切的这个喜乐来自于神，我们在
神里
找到我们，在神里我们找到我们最深切的喜乐。我们看诗篇十二篇
forth flowing streams, my soul pants for you.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
My soul thirsts for God.
我的心渴想神。
For the living God.
就是永生神。
When David writes this,
当大卫写这首诗的时候，
he's not describing his relationship with God in a list of do's and don'ts.
他描述他跟神的关系不是说基于一堆的做和不做的这样的一个清单。
He is saying,
他说的是，
I am thirsty for you.
神啊，我的心渴慕
你。Like a deer looking for water.
如同鹿切慕溪水。
Have you ever really been thirsty for water?
有没有人真的非常感觉非常渴？
Really desperately thirsty.
你特别的渴。
When that happens,
当那个发生的时候，当你特别渴的时候，
everything else is secondary.
别的任何事情都不重要了。
Someone offers you a cup of water.
有人给你一杯水。
Or $100 bill.
或者给你一百块钱。
No, you'll take the $100. Go buy some water.
拿一百块钱去买水，然后再把剩下的零钱自己吃。
But yes, the water matters more.
这个水更重要。
Right?
是不是？
And David says,
大卫说，
That's how we ought to thirst for God.
那就是我们应该就是这样子的来渴慕神。
That we find our deepest thirst, our deepest hunger is Him.
我们在神里边的让我们最深的这个渴慕，最深的这个喜乐得到满足。
Psalm, several these. Psalm 68.
诗篇六十八篇第。
Sinful people delight in war.
这个 just let me trans. 六十八篇第30 right? 六十八篇第三十节。
Psalm 62. They take pleasure in lies.
说这个。世上的这个恶人呢，他们就是喜欢征战，然后呢六十二篇第四篇说他们喜欢谎，喜爱谎言。
Psalm 109 they love cursing.
然后一百零九篇十七节他们喜欢咒诅。
These are the delights of a sinful person.
这是那个有罪的人他们所喜爱的事情，他们引以为乐的事。
And then Psalms says,
但是诗篇说
Godly people,
但是圣洁的人，
find fullness of joy in God's presence.
他们在神的，就是诗篇第十六篇说，在你的右手中有永
远满足的喜乐。They love the place where God's glory dwells.
他们喜欢神的荣耀彰显的地方。
Psalm 73, he says, there's nothing on earth that I desire.
诗篇七十三篇第二十五节说，除你以外在天上我还有谁呢？
His greatest joy.
所以呢，这个爱神的人，这个圣洁的人，他最大的喜乐就来自于神。
Psalm 63.
在诗篇六十三篇。
At the top of the psalm, it tells us the background.
诗篇六十三篇的最上面告诉我们，
A psalm of David,
这个是在什么时候写的？
He was in the wilderness of Judah.
他是大卫在旷犹大旷野的时候做的这诗。
He's running for his life.
他在逃命。
He's in hiding.
他就到处四处躲藏。
And he tells us.
但是他告诉我们。
That in the night watches, he wakes up.
说我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候思想你，在晚上又睡醒了。
Middle of the night.
半夜里面。
He's laying there awake.
他又醒了，躺在那儿睡不着。
What would you be thinking about?
如果你半夜里醒了，你会想什么呢？
Where to go?
I would be thinking about how to escape
要我想就想说往哪儿逃命啊？怎么逃、啊、
？How big Saul's army might be？
那个扫罗来追杀我的军队有多大
？And how much trouble？
那个我会面临多大的麻烦
？Listen to what David thinks about when he wakes up in the night。
听一下大卫在他半夜里醒来，他想的是什么？
Verse five，
第五节。
My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food。
我的心就像饱足了的骨髓肥油。
My mouth will praise you with joyful lips。
我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
When I remember you upon my bed，
就是我在床上纪念你。
And meditate you on you in the watches of the night，
在夜更的时候思想你。
Even in trouble, he says, my mind is going to be on God's goodness to me and His glory.
即使是在困难艰难之中，我的思想也是在想神的美善，而是神怎么引导我。
Now I want to be realistic when we read the Psalms.
所以，但是当我读诗篇，我们读诗篇呢，我也想要就是很实际。
So the next verse helps us to understand why David thinks like this.
所以下一节就告诉我们大卫为什么会这样的来思想。
It's not just because he's some sort of a saint who has a halo around his head.
不是因为他是圣徒，头上有个光环。
He says, "Here's why I meditate on you in the night."
他就说为什么我会在半夜里来思想你，来纪念你呢
？You have been my help.
因为你曾帮助我。
In the shadow of your wings, under the protection of your wings, I sing for joy.
我就在你翅膀的荫下欢呼。
My soul clings to you.
我心紧紧地跟随你。
And your right hand holds me.
你的右手扶持我。
The reason David focuses so much attention on God.
大卫之所以他能够这样的专注在神的身上的原因就是。
Is he knows that his only hope is in God.
因为他知道他唯一的盼望，唯一的希望就在神身上。
He can't outwit Saul himself.
他自己是没有办法就是战胜扫罗的。
He can't defeat Saul's army.
他也打没法打败扫罗的军队。
His only hope.
他唯一的盼望就是。
Is God.
就是神。
All through the Old Testament.
所以我们总看这个旧约。
Anytime Israel begins to rely in, on their own strength,
什么时候以色列开始依靠自己的力量
？They forget about God.
他们忘记了神。
You remember at the end of David's life.
你知道大卫他生命晚年的时候
？He conducts a census.
他就开始点数点人数。
And God becomes angry.
神就对他生气。
God says, "I'm going to judge you for this."
神说我要为此来审判你。
Why is that a census so offensive to God?
为什么那个数点人数对神来讲是神所让神很不高兴，让神很不喜悦呢
？When you read it, it appears that it is a military census.
其实你去读，它是一个军事上的数点。
David wants to know.
大卫想知道。
How strong am I?
我有多强壮
？Am I strong enough? Protect myself.
我有没有强大到可以保护我自己
？God says, I don't ever want you to rely on yourself.
神说，我从来都不要说你自己依靠你自己。
Because when Israel begins to rely on their own strength, they forget about God.
因为以色列人他一旦开始依靠自己的力量，他们就忘却了神。
And they get in trouble.
然后之后就会有麻烦。
You see this later in the reign of Hezekiah.
你后边也看到在西西家。
Hezekiah building up Israel's strength.
就是西西家呢，他这个以色列，他那时候呢就变得强盛起来。
And he begins to think.
他就开始想。
We're pretty strong.
我们现在挺强壮的。
And some Babylonian representatives come.
这时候有巴比伦的使者来看他们。
Hezekiah says, "Look at this."
那个西西家就说：“看看我们这一切。
”Look at what we've done.
你看我们的这个成就。然后先知就来见他。
God said,
神说
，You showed them all that, and they're coming back for it.
你把那一切珍宝都给他们看了，他们会再来。
They like what they see.
他们喜欢他们所见到的那些宝。
They're going to be taking it to Babylon.
他们会把这一切都会带到巴比伦。
Why had Hezekiah done wrong?
那西西家做错了什么了呢
？He was trusting in himself.
因为他在信靠他自己，而不是神。
New Testament.
在新约里。
Revelation.
在就是启示录里面的教会
The church at Laodicea
我们看老底家教会
They say
他们说
We're rich.
我是富足
We don't need anything.
一样都不缺
We're strong. We can take care of ourselves.
我们很强壮我们可以照顾自己
Anytime.
任何时候
We come to think we can handle things ourselves.
我们自己可以来处理这一切我们自己可以来做的话
We end up in trouble.
最后的结局总是麻烦总是有问题
David focuses on God. He loves God.
大卫呢他专注在神身上他爱神
And part of that love is motivated by the fact he knows how desperately he needs God.
他之所以就是爱神的部分原因就是他知道他多么的需要神
Holy people.
圣洁的人
People who are keeping God's law, what we saw before, righteous people, find their joy.
遵守神律法的人他们在神里面找到他们的喜乐
Then when I look at the Psalms
让我再看诗篇的时候
And this you might surprise you But it seems to me that the Psalms teach us That holy people find joy in God's law
可能对你有点那个会吃惊但是呢这里告诉我们神圣洁的人在神的律法中 以神的律法为乐
Now did the Pharisees keep the law?
那法利赛人有没有遵守律法呢
I think so.
Yeah.
是的他们遵守律法
By and large they keep the law
就是从很大程度来讲他们是遵守了神的律法
But it doesn't seem they find delight
但是没看着他们并没有说以神的律法为乐
It's fear and obligation
是出于恐惧出于责任
But listen to how David describes
但是你看大卫他是如何来描述神的律法的
Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇
Verse 18. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of your law.
求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
Verse 72.
第七十二节
The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
你口中的训言与我有益，胜于千万的金银。
Verse 77. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight.
七十七节，愿你的慈悲临到我，使我存活，因你的律法是我所喜爱的。
Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day.
九十七节，我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
Over and over, he says.
大卫不断的翻来覆去的说。
I find delight, I find joy in your law.
我在你的律法中找到喜乐。
Now I won't ask for a show of hands on this one.
现在我这个不需要你们
大家举手。I did IQ test earlier.
我刚开始智商那个测试，我要你觉得这个我就不问了，不让你举手了。
Answer inwardly.
你里边回答一下。
Do you find joy and delight in God's law?
你有没有在神的律法中找到喜乐？
Most of us understand that we ought to find joy and delight in God.
我们大多数人都知道，我们应该在神里边找到喜乐。
But finding joy and delight in law seems a little counterintuitive.
好像
That's about rules.
因为如果在神的律法中找到喜乐，好像有点跟我们的本性相违背，因为好像律法都是规条啊、规则之类的。
No one's ever driving down the interstate at 80 miles an hour and sees the speed limit sign and says, "Oh, it brings me such joy to slow down."
没有人在那个高速上看到你开八十迈，那个，然后看到那个限速七十迈，说：“哎呀，我真是很高兴有这个规则呀。”没有人大概这样。
None of us are excited about April 15th coming.
我们也没有人说到四月十五号要交税的那个截止日期来的时候觉得很喜欢。
Joy and delight, we can keep the tax laws.
如果you mean the return, the tax return or something?
Yeah.
如果我们到时候我们那个报税的时候要对方给我们钱，就是税务要还我们钱，我们都很高兴。
The law of God, in the sense that you discover the guidance of God.It works for life in life. So that when I'm driving on the road and the speed limit is 80, I'm thankful that there is that speed limit because the crazy drivers are 95 going at 120,
right?
Impacts my life. So my joy is there is safety, there is reason, and there is good wisdom.
Right.
It's a speed limit.
他这个, Melody 就讲, 他说如果我在高速上, I think there is no 80 mile limit, maybe 70 at most. 他说如果我看那个看到那个限速是 80 mile 的话, 那我会因为这个限速高兴, 因为呢, 如果没有这个限速, 那有些, 那个很疯狂的, 那个开驾驶者, 他们可能开到 120, 那对我, 对周围的人, 安全都是有影响的。
We don't think of law as something to bring delight because we tend to think of it just as this is what I can't do.
因为我们之所以不觉得这个律法带来喜乐，是通常我们觉得说这个律法就告诉我我什么不能做。
But David realized.
但是大卫他就意识到
God's law comes from a heart of love by God.
By
God's law.
So,
it should bring us delight. It is for our good.
因为呢, 这个律法是为了我们的益处。
I used to teach at a school in Nigeria once a year.
过去呢，我曾经每年去一趟那个尼日利亚教一个课，一个学校上。
And the seminary where I was teaching was, I think it was 7 miles from the airport.
那神学院呢，就是我去教课的那个神学院，离这个飞机场有7迈。
And I always had to allow at least 2 hours for that drive.
但是呢，虽然只有七迈，但是你要预备好2个小时的时间才能开到那。
One day I sat there and watched someone in a wheelchair pass me.
有一次，这七迈人，我甚至看到路边有个人坐着那个轮椅，因为都超过了。当然，我从来没有见过他，有一个只有七迈要开2个小时。
And part of the reason is this.
那之所以为什么要七迈开2个小时呢？ 原因就是
great freedom.
因为在那边特别自由。You
see, no one follows the traffic laws.
没有任何人遵守交通规则。Most
of the police don't even bother.
那警察也不会去管他们。
But if they do, everyone keeps some 100 naira bills on their in their car.
如果警察要找他们的话, 他们就放100那个他们的礼拿。
Police stops you, you hand him.
如果警察要找你麻烦, 你如果问你的话, 你就给他100里拉, 就是那个钱, 然后你就该怎么看,
So everyone goes where they want to go, drive how they want to drive.
所以大家呢, 想怎么开, 就怎么开,
And we all sit there.
所以大家最后的结局就是, 这个交通, 都坐在那,
And it seemed to me
所以对我来看,
that if everyone followed the law,
如果大家每个人都遵守这个,
you can't go the wrong way on this one-way street.
你不能说本来是, 就是这样, 你不能逆行, 就是说首先,
that we would all be better off, what our brother said.
那如果大家都遵守律法的话, 那大家其实最后结局对大家都好。
Moses said it like this in Deuteronomy.
那个摩西在申命记这么说,
He said that if Israel would keep God's law,
如果以色列人呢, 能够遵守神的律法,
the other nations looking on would be jealous of Israel.
他们就会羡慕以色列。
Chapter 4.
I have this.
Keep them and do them the law.
所以你们要谨守遵行。
For that will be your wisdom in the sight of the peoples.
这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。
Who when they hear these laws will say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
他们听见这一切律例，必说这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。
They are going to look at Israel and say, wow, we wish our nation had those laws.
他们看着以色列会说, 哎呀, 我们真希望我们的国家, 我们的民族也有这样的律法。
Look at the harmony of those people, in those people.
你看到这些百姓之间的这个和睦。
Look at how well their society works.
你看他们的这个社会运行的多好。
They're going to be jealous.
他们会羡慕嫉妒你们。
Now, do you see what a tragedy it is then when we come to 1 Samuel.
但是你这个是多悲惨的一件事，就是我们到了撒母耳。
And the people say to the prophet, we want to be like the other nations.
就是这些百姓对撒母耳先知说，我们要像周围的国家，我们要像周围的列国。
God had intended that the other nations would look at Israel and say, wow, we wish we were like you.
本来神的心意就是说， 让周围的列国看到他们，就说：“哎呀，我们真的希望能像以色列人。”
But now they want to be like the other nation.
但是他却说我们要像列国一样。
And it leads to their destruction.
这个就导致了他们最后的毁灭。
Now, here's what this looks like for us.
那对我们看着是像什么样的
？I have heard many times preachers say something like this.
我很多次听到那个牧师这样讲到说。
The Old Testament law was a heavy, heavy burden.
那旧约里的律法都是很重、很重的负担，很重的轭。
A constant burden of rules and sacrifice and laws.
持续不断的这个规则呀、献祭呀，还有律法。
But thankfully.
但是感谢的，令人感谢的是。
Jesus came to free us from the laws.
主耶稣把我们从律法中间拯救出来。
And now we are free.
现在我们自由了。
And that sounds really good.
听起来很好。
And it's kind of almost true.
And to think about it.
听起来好像都完全是对的。你听得也很好。
Just the Ten Commandments.
只有十诫。
Think about the heavy, heavy burden of not being able to kill other people.
想一想，你不能去，不能杀人的这样子一个多重多重的一个负担呢？
Think how miserable it is to live in a marriage where both partners are faithful to each other and do not commit adultery.
你想想，两个在这个婚姻中，就是说两个人都要对对方忠实，不犯奸淫，这个是个多重的负担呢？
How terrible it is to not steal.What other people have?
你说不能去偷别的东西，这个多可怕呀！
To live in a world where you can trust what people tell you because they're honest.
That's awful.
因为活在一个世界里，因为对方是很诚实，你可以相信他们所说的话，这个是不是很可怕？
To go through life where you're satisfied with what you have and you're not coveting what others have, isn't that miserable?
It's so
miserable. 你常常自足，不会去贪恋别人的，你这样子是不是太难受了？
And worst of all.
最糟糕的。
A society where God says, you know what? One day a week, I'm going to let you have off.
What?
还有一天，最糟糕就是神说，在一个社会里说，有一天我让你们都休息。
You're going to be able to just worship me.
你就这一天呢，你就来敬拜我。这个多可怕
！Miserable, miserable world.
那是一个多这样的生活是多么可怕呀
？Right?
是不是这样的
？Of course not.
肯定不是，他是把那个反过来讲意思。
Those laws.
这些律法就是那个
that moral law that God gave Israel to guide them in how to live.
那个道德的律法是神给以色列人告诉他们应该如何来生活。
Was not a heavy burden.
那根本不是一个重担。
It was the way life will work well.
那就是说为这样才能让生活行之有效，你才能过得好。
And you go through the Old Testament.
你
and yes, there were people who.Over and over broke those laws.
你看，不断有人就是违背这个律法。
We have people like David who says this is a delight when I keep my laws.
但是我们也有人，旧约里也有人像大卫那样说，这是一个去遵守神的律法是令人喜乐的。
People like Moses who says other nations will be jealous of our law.
也有像摩西说，周围的列国会嫉妒你们的，我们的。
You come to the New Testament.
我们到了新约。
People who are still living under that system before Jesus.
在耶稣之前，他们还是活在这个旧约的这个体系当中。
Zechariah, Elizabeth, Mary, Joseph, Simeon, Anna.
撒加利亚，玛利亚，撒加利亚跟他的妻子伊丽莎伯、玛利亚、西面、安娜。
Who delight in the law?
他们还是以神的律法为乐。
So yes, in the New Testament, we are set free.
是在新约里边，我们被释放了。
But Ezekiel tells us what that freedom is going to be.
但是以西结书也告诉我们这种自由是怎么样的。
When he says,
当他说
，The day is coming when I'm going to take out this heart of stone.
神说，以西结说，在神说我有一天要到来，我要去除你们的石心。
Give you a heart of flesh.
赐给你们肉心。
I'm going to put my spirit in you.
我必将我的灵放在你们里边。
So that you will be.Free to keep my law.
这样你们就可以自由的来顺从我的律例。
You will find delight in my law.
也在我的律法中找到喜乐。
So God's purpose is.
所以神的目的就是
that we will delight in His law.
我们会以他的律法为乐。
Not a burden.
不是一个重担。
But because of a heart that loves Him.
而是因为爱他的心。
We then find joy
in his law.
我们就在他的律法中找到喜乐。
In the Psalms, it also tells us
在诗篇里又告诉我们
part of the reason we find this delight in God's law
我们之所以能够在神的律法中找到喜乐的部分原因就在于
is that his law shows us God's character.
因为神的律法就向我们展示了神的品格，神是怎么样的神。
A few years ago, I was thinking about how we communicate to our children.
几年以前我在想我们如何跟我们的孩子沟通。
I think many times we communicate to our children something like this.
很多时候我们跟我们的孩子沟通是这样的。
Don't do this.
别做这个。
Because the Bible says don't do this.
因为圣经上说不要做这个。
A list of rules. We probably don't have 613, but we can have pretty decent.
虽然我们没有六百一十三条规条，但是我们还是有一串儿的那种规则的。
And it all becomes
最后都变成了
The Bible says don't do it, so don't do it.
因为圣经说不要做，所以就不要做。
Now that's not entirely wrong. If the Bible says don't do it, I shouldn't do it.
这个不是完全的错的，因为圣经上说不要做，那就不要做。
But it really makes this kind of like what the Pharisees had.
但是你这样做的话，有点就像法利赛人所做的。
But if God's law
但是神的律法
has the purpose of showing us His character.
它的目的就是让我们显示神的品格，神的心。
Somehow we need to communicate to our children this.
所以我们可能这样子跟我们的孩子沟通。
Don't do this.
不要这样做。
Because that is not God's character, and we want to be.
因为那个不是神，不是那样，不是神的品格。我们想要像我们的天父。
Psalm 111 and 112 show us this.
诗篇一百一十二篇跟诗篇一百一十，一百一十一、一百一十二说这样讲。
These two psalms are a pair.
一百一十一跟一百一十二是姐妹篇。
They're both acrostic poems.
他们都是就是叫做什么？
And in Psalm 111,
成对的诗，在诗篇一百一十说
，The focus is on God's character.
他是描述的是神的特质，神的品格。
He describes who God is.
在描述神是谁。
I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart.
我要一心赞美耶和华。
And then he begins to describe God's character.
然后他就开始描述神的这个特质。
And in verse 3 and 4, he uses three specific terms to describe God's character.
然后在三到四节里边，他用了三个特别的词汇来描述神的特质。
He is righteous.
神是公义的。
He is gracious.
神是慈爱的。
He is merciful.
神是怜悯的。
Remember those three characteristics.
神是有，就是神是公义、恩惠、怜悯。
God is gracious.
第一个呢，神是
righteous and merciful.
神是有恩惠有怜悯的。
You go to chapter 112, the next psalm.
你到诗篇一百一十二。
Psalm 111 focuses on God's character. I will praise Him.
一百一十一就是专注在神的特质、神的品格上，然后说我要赞美。
Psalm 112, the companion to Psalm 111.
这个一百一十二篇是一个成对的诗呢，他就开始于说。
Looks at a righteous person.
他是看到的是义人之福。他的小标题是
Blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
就是甚喜爱敬畏耶和华，甚喜爱他命令的这人便为有福。
Delights in his commandments.
这样的人他是喜爱神的命令。
Psalm 111 said, This is what God is like.
神是这样子的。
Psalm 112 says,
112说
This is what we're to be like.
我们应该是这样的。
And verse 4 says,
第四节说,
Light dawns in the darkness for the upright.
正直人在黑暗中有光向他发现。
He is gracious,
他有恩惠,
merciful,
有怜悯,
and righteous,
有公义。
The same three terms that he used in the previous psalm to describe.
这三个词语他也用在前边那个诗篇里面描绘神。
It seems to me the psalmist is saying this.
对我来讲，这个诗人在说。
When we delight in God's law,
当我们就是以神的律法为乐的时候。
For the right reason, out of love, not out of fear.
是出于正确的动机，是出于爱，而不是出于责任和义务。
The more we delight in His law,
我们越喜爱神的律法。
The more our character is shaped.
to become like him.
我们的品德就越被塑造成像神。
And so we are becoming more like he is.
所以我们就越来越像神。
Not through this rigid, heavy burden of I've kept 613 laws.
不是那个严，就是很严峻的这个律法说，哦，我已经遵守了这613条规则。
But out of the joy.
而是出于一种喜乐。
Through God's Spirit in me.
是靠着圣灵在我里面。
He gives me the power to keep his law.
他给我这个能遵守神律法的这个能力。
And he is shaping me to be more like him.
他也塑造我，让我越来越像神。
And so our motivation for keeping the law is not about I have to avoid God's hammer dropping.
所以我们遵守神的律法的原因不是说，哎呀，我得这样让神不从天上那个锤子打我一下。
Our motivation becomes.
我们的
I want to please him, I love him.
我们的动机就在于说，我想我爱他，我想要讨他喜悦。
And I find delight in pleasing him.
我在我遵守神律法的时候，我是有喜乐的，我是高兴的。
And we find as we do this, as our brother said, life then begins to work.
如果当我们这样做的时候呢，这个好像这个人生就这个生命就好像就说得过去又有意义。
Look at one more thing before I lose my translator this morning.
I can stay till you, I think.
Go to Psalm 37.
在我们看诗篇三十七篇。
Because this psalm, I think, gives us this wonderful picture of the rewards of delighting in God.
因为呢，诗篇三十七篇就给我们这个一个图片，就是说，just I missed that.And my mind repeat that one. Oh, I see that in the book.
What I'm wanting you to see this morning is this.
我今天早上想要大家看到的是
Loving God changes our motivation for obeying Him.
当我们爱神的时候，他就改变了我们要顺服神的这个动机。
Changes our motivation for what we do and why we do it.
他会改变我们为什么我们要做。我们会做什么这样一个动机
I guess taxes are on my mind today because I did my taxes yesterday
我想我可能因为昨天报税嘛所以今天总在想着这个税
I got down to the bottom and saw how much I have to send them
Really? Love this back to you OK 我看了昨天报完税一看我还要再补交多少税
And I thought
我就想说
I love my government And it brings me such delight to write this check.
这个给他们补交写这个补交税的这个支票让我真的很开心。
Now, the previous two sentences were a lie.
前面那个是都是假的啊，都是。
I did it because if I don't write this check, I'll go to jail.
Exactly.
因为我要是不补交这个税的话，我可能就要去。去监牢了，就有麻烦了。
And unfortunately,
不幸的是，可惜的是
，many people see God's law that way.
很多人对神的律法也是这么消费性的。
If I don't God's law, God is going to punish.
如果我不遵守神的律法，我就会被神惩罚。
But if we can begin to see,
如果我们可以开始看到
the joy.Of keeping his law.
看到遵守神律法的喜乐。
Because we love him.
因为我们爱他。
Because he is our delight.
因为他是我们的喜乐。
Right.
Then the Christian life becomes a much different motivation and a much different spirit.
那基督徒的生活呢，就是一个不同的，那个精神气都不同了。
Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇说。
Trust in the Lord and do good. Verse 3.
I see that.第三节
Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness.
你当倚靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Now, there is an interpretation of this psalm that says something like this.
有了一种啊，把这个第四节解释成这样的。一种解释说
If I serve God,
如果我服侍神
He has promised to give me whatever I ask for.
他就答应说会把我祈求的任何东西给我。
I'm going to be rich.
他能使我变得富有。
Because I delight in the Lord.
因为呢，我以神为乐。
And so He has promised to give me my desires.
所以呢，他应许要把我心里所愿的给我。
Now, when you read the psalm that way,
当你这样来读的话,
you set yourself up for a great disappointment.
那你就会让自己, 就会你会感到很失望。
Because you can delight in God and not become rich.
你可以以神为乐, 但是却一点都不富有。
You can delight in God and drive a Ford rather than a Tesla.
如果你可以以神为乐, 但是你可能开的还是福特车而不是特斯拉。
But I'm looking at this psalm.
但是我看这个诗篇呢,
and what David promises, depending on how you think about this, is either a great disappointment or a great joy.
不管说你怎么来看, 你是觉得这是一个很大的失望呢, 还是一个很大的喜乐,
and what determines what it is what you are delighting in.
这个就是说这个能决定的, 就在于你到底以什么为喜乐。
The psalm says,
诗篇,
if you delight in God,
如果你以神为乐,
He will give you the desires of your heart.
他会把你心里所愿的给你。
Now think about that for a moment.
你想一下,
if you delight in God, what is your heart's deepest desire?
如果你以神为乐, 那你心里最深切的这个愿望, 最深切的是什么呢? 最深切的渴慕是什么?
Right?
就是神, 神,
the psalm says,
诗篇说,
if my deepest desire is God,
如果我最深切的渴望是神的话,
He is going to give me more of Himself.
他就会把他自己更多的赐下给我。
Jesus said the same thing.
耶稣说了讲同样的话,
blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness,
饥渴慕义的人有福了,
for they shall receive a nicer car.
开一个更好的车，是这样子说的吗？ 不是的。
Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness,
饥渴慕义的人有福了,
for they shall be filled,
因为他们必得,
with what?
必得什么呢? 饱足。
他们必得饱足,
他们的饱足就是公义, 因为他们是 饥渴慕义的人, 所以他们会以这个公义得到保住。
Psalm 37 says,
诗篇37篇说,
if your deepest desire is God,
如果你最深切的这个渴望是神,
that desire,
那个,
is satisfied,
你那个心愿就会被满足。
Now,
就会被,
this becomes a great disappointment to many people who are thinking like this.
这对很多人, 如果他是这样想的, 他对他来讲就是一个很大的失望。
If I can convince God that He is my deepest desire,
如果我可以说服神说，哎，神呐，你就是我最深切的渴慕。
He's going to give me that new car that I really want.
他就会把那个我很想要的那个新车给我。Bad
news, God is
好坏消息，神一点都不笨。
He knows if my deepest desire is Him or not.
他知道我心里最深切的渴慕是他还是不是。
But I really think there's a bunch of Christians who are kind of thinking that way.
但是我真觉得有不少的基督徒就是这么想的。
God, I love you, I love you, I love you, where's my car?
我爱你, 我的新车在哪儿?
You see, when my kids were young,
当我的孩子还小的时候,
back before 911 changed everything about travel,
911之后这个旅行就都变了。
I would fly.
我就会飞。
And back then you could come right up to the gate at
那个,
Palm Beach Airport.
你知道那个时候在那个棕榈滩, 你去他去接我, 他都可以就在那个出机那个门口等我。
So my kids would be waiting to meet me.
然后我的孩子在门口等着我。
And they would run to meet me when I got off the plane.
我一从那个飞机出来, 他马上就跑到我跟前。
And what would they say?
他们会说什么?
Would you bring me?
你给我带什么东西回来了?
Right?
是不是?
That's what mattered to them.
那是对他们最重要的。
And that's okay when they're little children.
当他们是那么小的小孩子的时候，那没关系。
But as my children have matured,
当我的孩子长大的时候, 慢慢成熟了。
I want their love and our relationship to change.
我想他们的爱和我们之间的关系也有改变。
And now when I'm gone and I come home,
现在如果我外出了回家,
And I get a text from one of my kids. It doesn't say,
我如果接到孩子短信,
what did you bring me?
我的短信, yeah, 他们就不会说, 爸爸你给我带什么回来?
Now they say,
现在他们说,
Dad, I love you. Are you, did you get back okay?
Yeah. 他们会说, 爸爸我爱你, 你现在回来都好吗?
And then to be entirely honest, my daughter says, and what did you bring me?
他后面下边说, 你给我带什么?
But that's my fault.
但是我没带什么,
but do you understand what the psalmist is saying?
你看到这个诗人所说的吗?
Our love for God can mature to the place
我们爱神的心可以成熟到这个程度,
where our deep delight
我们最深的这个喜乐就是
is in Him.
是在他里边,
and then Psalm 37 becomes this wonderful promise.
那这个时候呢, 诗篇37篇就变成一个很棒的应许。
When what I want more than anything is God,
我世上最想要的就是神, 当我,
He will give me.
他就会, 他就会把我心里所求的给我。
I'm going to stop here because I know you have choir rehearsal this morning and choir singing. So, next week we're going to look more at what this looks like in practical life.
所以下个星期呢, 我们来看在实际的生活中这样的应用是怎么样的。
But this week, think about through the week.
所以这个星期, 你想一下,
what does it look like to obey God out of love rather than obligation?
就是想一想, 出于爱而不是出于义务责任来顺服神, 会看得像什么样的?
How does that change our attitude about His law?
那会怎么样改变我们对神律法的这种态度?
How does it change our attitude about living a Christian life?
那会改变我们怎么样来过一个基督徒生活的这样的态度? 那我们下一次就再来看, 让我们一起来祷告。
God, thank you for your law.
亲爱的主, 我们为你的律法感谢你。
You created us.
你创造了我们。
And you gave us your law. Just how to live in the way you made us to be.
当你给我们律法的时候, 你是要, 让我们, 因为你创造我们, 你知道什么这样的, 什么样的律法对我们最好, 按我们这样的, 律法来生活。
Give us a love for you.
给我们一颗爱你的心。
That gives us a love for your law.
也让给我们一颗爱你律法的心。 我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名求。 Amen.
All right, thank you.
谢谢大家。
We will continue.